This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. Great to have you with us on this Monday. Does the year 2002 mean anything special to you? For about 2 million American girls, it means this year they're turning 15. And many are celebrating with a quinceañera. You know, this the rite of passage party, usually celebrated by Hispanic girls. Similar to a sweet 16, but often quite a bit more extravagant. In fact, the quinceañera industry in the U.S. is a billion-dollar-plus business, and as the Texas Standard's Joy Diaz reports, toy maker Mattel would like to get a piece of that action.
Betsaida Esquivel just turned 15. She's planning her quinceañera and tells me that whether you only spend a couple thousand dollars on your party, or 20 or 30,000 like most families do, almost all parties have a few key elements.
A dress.
Big. Sparkly, like a princess.
Shoes, doll, and like all the like pillows and books that it comes with.
The doll is very important because traditionally, during the father-daughter dance, the dad will present his birthday girl with her last doll, or última muñeca. Mattel, the toy manufacturer, wants that doll to be a Barbie. In a promotional video, Mattel designer Carlisle Nuera describes the dress on Mattel's latest release, Quinceañera Barbie.
Her bodice has a sheer overlay with a beautiful silver holographic glitter print, floral shapes and beautiful swirls. Her skirt also features purple taffeta with vertical tulle.
Quinceañera Barbie actually looks a lot like Betsaida Esquivel, but that purple dress is bothering Yesenia Esquivel, Betsaida's mother, because her daughter's theme color is coral.
Haz de cuenta que si ellos pusieran una página en internet.
They need to put up a website where you can personalize your quinceañera Barbie. Then the girls would go crazy. They would choose the color of the hair, the color of the dress, the color of the eyes.
Mattel and a lot of other places are just sort of scratching the surface on it.
Alia Gauss is with LatinWorks, an Austin advertising agency. But, she says, some companies are evolving and becoming more culturally sensitive.
In the past, there were a lot of stereotypical sort of Hispanic ads. These days, consumers will call that out immediately.
These days, there are multiple examples of the quinceañera tradition becoming more mainstream. There's Coca-Cola's Share a Coke campaign featuring a quinceañera in one of its ads. And Disney is marketing its princess-themed cruises to quinceañeras. Whether the quinceañera party is taking place in the home or on the high seas, you can bet there will be a last doll or última muñeca. Will the doll be a Barbie? That may just depend on the color of the dress. I'm Joy Diaz for the Texas Standard.
Bésame en tiempo de vals, un, dos, tres, sin parar.